and this one is saying, when this guy, what this guy is saying is true, there are places that are open late. Sorry. Okay, there are a lot of mistakes. Basically, what the person is saying is that there are places that are working, that are, that people can work until 8:30, and people will be able to come in and pay bills, etc., which is a point I was trying to make earlier as well about the public service, about especially their revenue generating areas. And the person's also saying that there's need to be an attitude change, which is what we are also suggesting. So lots of good ideas here on the WhatsApp. We go back to our phone lines, which are full. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning to you, Mr. Price. How are you?
I am well. How are you today?
Well, I am not too bad. I've been a toothache here, but I'm scared of dentists. So each time I think about a dentist, it will go away.
Yeah, but you know, even if the pain goes, even if you take some painkillers and it goes away today, it'll come back bad tomorrow or the next day. So it doesn't make any sense you putting it off. You might as well go and get it dealt with.
When I go in a dentist chair, you ever see a jelly wobble? That's me. I am a senior. Anyway, let's go. Talking about the people that work on the sanitary trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. I am telling the Prime Minister, to the Honorable Prime Minister, Mayor Monthly, please return these workers back to their overtime and 7 days a week. Because if we did have the 7 days a week and the overtime, we would not have the garbage collection problems. You understand? Because, you know, the extra overtime and the other one who's waiting to get the trucks to go and work. We need the trucks, yes, 100%. But right now, they need it. And I think they should stay overtime for the rest of their the life of having garbage collection, because it is bad. Some places you go, you see it, and you know me, I don't hold back my mouth, right? Believe you me, then should get the overtime and the 7 days a week to work, because they are the hardest working people I know in Barbados. I don't mean the other workers are not hard working, forgive me for saying that, but for someone to come and pick up your rubbish where there's dead cat, dead rat jumping on you, and to empty your rubbish in front of your house to keep your surroundings clean, those people should be well paid. They should be, because I've seen rat jumping out of dustbin, and I've seen my dustbin people taking up the bin to throw it in there. They need the overtime. They need the extra money. They are the one worker I think in this country should get top pay, because they're doing a nasty job. There's people that go to university. Ooh, I can't do that. I don't want to hold that. But there's people out there who are trying to keep Barbados clean. You got to get it clean. There's nasty people about, and there's really good clean people about. Talking about separating the rubbish, you know, the garbage. It takes the United Kingdom nearly 5 years to break in people to do it the right way. You know how they did it? By putting on fine, every fine. Every fine. It's not just they do it because they want to. If they come to your door and then, you know, they pick, the dustbin man not allowed to pick up if it wasn't supposed to be in where it's supposed to be, and you're going to get a fine come to your door. So it's not going to be this easy as we are talking, because the people need to.
Yeah,
be
but if Winnie, if you don't make a start, you will never get it. A start has to be made, because it's a necessity. And the thing about it is that we would have then to enforce what we're doing, because the problem in Barbados is not laws. You know, we have more than enough laws to take care of most problems. Is a lack of enforcement of those laws. Winnie? Did you call drop out? Winnie, if you can, you can call back. We'll put you straight through. Okay, we go to the next call. It's 11:48. Of course, we break at 11:55 for the regional roundup. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. All right. This person here on the WhatsApp is saying that in terms of...
Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. Just a little bothered here by my calls dropping out. That's all.
Yeah, okay. I'll get remedy.
Yeah.
Now I call in about 2 points.
Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. Turn off the radio. I can hear myself talking to myself.
Hold on. Yeah, I want to respond to Leslie's comment earlier that no government extend a head behind the beast. I don't think Leslie is quite correct. You remember when he exchanged the land between Bagatelle and Riverbend between the government and Beast set up in Bagatelle Quarry?
Mm-hmm.
What happened after that?
You tell me.
An injunction was moved against bees set up in Bagatelle Quarry,
mm-hmm.
and got bees can't get out of your foot up to there this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't talk about that, it's not who do it. That's what you should tell the people. That is the hindrance that bees have. If bees was allowed to operate, that problem that created yesterday would have happened before all of that would have been solved.
Mm-hmm.
So check and see who was the hindrance to bees. That's all you
got
to say for now.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, peace be on to you and yours, the staff at Starcom and all listeners. Mm-hmm. My thing is about these sanitation workers.
Yes.
My heart goes out to these people. And it is very, very sad and hard. And some of us, we don't care about them. A lot of people carry the garbage outside without packing it properly. And some of them will freeze the ends of meat and whatever so that when they hear the truck coming, they could take it out the freezer and bring it out. And for me, I always say, in this country, first persons I look at is sanitation workers. Because not for these people cleaning our garbage, the health system will be in chaos in this country. And I feel so sorry. I pass in all the time. I'm seeing so much garbage, and I know these people have to work hard and with the stench too. I know that they look after them properly when it comes to their health, but it is hard, and I hope Mr. Prescott listening and whoever else in charge of these trucks, please bring these trucks soon. Get them more overtime or get some extra trucks, these normal trucks that people would do come and pick up the garbage and help. Find some money, stop something that it could stop and make sure that the sanitation workers get overtime or something because it's sad. I build my house out of cleaning toilets for transport board, and I know what we as people do. Sometimes when they don't open the door when they come to use the washroom, when it's time for me to clean, they used to curse me and call me all kind of names. But when I open, they used to ask for forgiveness. Because when I clean, I make sure that if I don't get my things, I go up in the yard and I make sure they give me my things. Because they got my children that might use their it when I'm there. I have my family and I have friends and I don't want anybody to pick up anything. And I clean the best way I know how. And that is why I'm comfortable and very into there. People used to call me all kinds of things by their mind. But when they see me on the road, they used to ask me, that is the lady that is cleaning the washroom. I say, yes, it's me. And I do it with the best of my ability. And my heart goes out to them because I know what they have to put up with. All kinds of things. That's what when he said, yes, nobody rats jumping out the bin, picking up garbage and getting cut. Sometimes when they put on the thing to squeeze the garbage, the dirty things go on the skin and all. And some of them don't even put on the mask. I guess they probably get masks, but they don't put it on. So please, whoever in charge, do something for these people. Because some people look down upon them, but I know I praise them. Because not for them, we would be, and look, we're seeing it now. What happened? They're getting a lot of rats up here, and they got some stray dogs. They got an empty pasture in front of me. All the garbage keep coming down. Because they have an inspector. He said he can't do nothing because the stray dogs. On. They went 2 o'clock. I got to open my door and run the dog from out there, bring the garbage around me, and I got to get up with kerosene oil and GS fluid and rake it. I put the kerosene oil so that if the cups and the tins and tin kitchen water. Now mosquitoes won't live in, and the owners won't come in the back of here clean, so I know how it is. And when they open, they got all kinds of things. When they open, when they leave the bags open, and they got all kinds of things in that bag. So my heart goes out to the people, and I pray, Mr. Prescott, see if we could get the trucks or PSN extra trucks to help these things called rare garbage on the road. Thank you, Sanka Price, for hearing me.
Thank you very much for your call. We have to take a break for the regional roundup, and be right back after that. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. Sanka Price with you along with Dennis Johnson. It's now 4 minutes after 12. Of course, at 12:30 we break for the latest. So we try to get a number of calls in before we do that. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon. You're on the air. And remember to keep listening to your telephone, not to your radio. If not, we'd get some feedback. We'll try another call. You're on the air. Good afternoon. All right. Let's go for another one, Dennis. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sanka. How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. Say, I still haven't heard you yet for the day, man.
Well, I try to keep it a low profile as possible, but I am very irate about the situation that happened.
What situation is that?
I like my music. My CD player broke down last week. I called a technician, he came, collect it, brought it back. The problem that I had was fixed, but he brought it back with another problem. I asked him, when we going to come and start me? I come and started it. When he called him Saturday, he told me, come and stand it. When he called him again, he tell me, come and Monday. So he told him, well, listen, I can get the full thing. He said, what's a couple of days you can't do it for you thing? I said, well, listen, you leave it. I don't want it fixed no more. I can put my hammer on it and I'll buy a new one. And I would anything at all that break down in here that he can fix, he can never fix again, or he can never get me to call he about Johnson about it. That's ridiculous. That's one. The next one, there's a friend of mine in Bourne's Village, St. George, that told me he haven't had a garbage collection. This is 5 weeks. 5 weeks. He told me the garbage so high in Bourne's Village that he can't believe it. This ain't good enough, Sanka. That's not good enough.
What is the solution?
The solution is let the population know how much money in the garbage that they collect, that we can see how much trucks that should bought but with our money. That money doing something else. That money is not buying garbage truck. That money is doing something else.
How much
else
do you think a garbage truck costs?
About $300,000-$400,000.
Or more.
Or more. Or it's, $600,000.
But you realize you first have to collect the money. Then once the money has been collected, then you have to order it, and they're not sitting down there waiting like an ordinary vehicle.
But, Sanka, you know that money coming in, you can order. That money was picking up no more than a year, so then we know how much money per month that is coming, and they can order the suit.
Mm-hmm. What we would need to hear is if the money has been coming in the way it should be coming in. We haven't heard that.
Those are things that we want to hear about.
But
we want to hear, well, give me the vote and watch me. You don't get the vote. We'll be watching and knowing and doing what we want you to do. This ain't good enough at all. You know, with 5 weeks of garbage piling up wrong place?
I've had money piled up for four.
For four?
Yes.
And you feel that's good enough?
No, far from.
Or the authorities feel like that's good enough? I've come down one or the way up on trucks. They got other trucks built that they can rent or bring and get people get the place look properly.
So what do you think about the making Sanitation Service Authority an essential service? That way you can work shift 7 days a week.
Like anything that would get a better garbage collection, I don't care what they got to do, but we want this garbage collect. We don't want a lot of talk. Talking things done.
More action.
on the radio twice and spoke about medication at a particular polyclinic. Well, I went last week.
That's the polyclinic. That's the polyclinic you bought curtains for.
No, don't know where you're going into that. We ain't going into that. We are going into that.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
I went last week and had the medication for me. Mm-hmm. So you only hope that the next time we go, that the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, the only way you can stop from coming from the radio talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Well, me and Flo, we got related thing, but we're going to be always on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you thank you for listening to me. I will listen
the whole of Barbados just listen to you, my friend. All right. Have a nice day. Huh? Take good care. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Mr. Price, I did get cut out, as you know. The phone.
I do apologize. It happens.
It does seem when I'm talking to a brother anywhere, it keeps dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now it's speed recycling.
Yes.
Right. Now, when they want to use the Bagatelle quarry, then the government never come to the people and said anything. Never. It's one day I see fencing going up, you know, and say, that's all right. But one day I did some washing because I'm a person. I like my white curtain, my, you know, everything to me. I don't like anything too dark because I want to see what crawling. I put my clothes outside and little brown, little black metal. I wonder where this coming from. I have to take everything I have and throw it away. The next 2 days, I did some washing and I put back outside. The same thing happened. So someone said to me, they're excavating the quarry at the back. When I look, big trucks and things down there, digging out the whole car, battery, machine, whatever was down there. It was nearly full that they was going to pave it. Put dirt, sand, and then grass that, you know, children could play on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I realized that I did an exchange, and it was very dangerous. No one didn't tell no one in Bagatelle Terrace about it. So we get mad. And when I went down there this Sunday, I think, they're showing us some machine that's going to do the grinding. You see, there was no cover. And every metal that was grinding was flying all over the place. You couldn't open your window at the back. You have to be washing down your window every day or every other day. It was really bad. And you cannot come in a built-up neighborhood and say you're going to do that kind of nasty work there. It's if you know where Bagatelle Terrace is?
I know the whole area. So tell me something. What would it take now? Given all that has happened over these years, what would it take now, as far as you're concerned as a resident, for such an operation to take place there?
No, not in the Bagatelle Terrace, not on my dead body. Uh-uh. It got to go somewhere where there's no resident. Those things fly. Metal fly. Don't care how you seal up, metal does. And they didn't have no cover for the machine. No cover at all. It was flying. You know what it is to throw away? My curtains was about 10 pounds per a yard, right? And my curtains are expensive and my clothes was expensive. Listen, I was so mad, tears coming out my eye. They never come and say, this is what they're going to do. Even if they did come and say, this is what they're going to do, we would say, no, it's too close. People with asthmatic, I am a bad asthmatic. And, you know, any little thing that can get down your throat, any little thing that flies, it's not good. With babies around, it's not good. With a lady was cooking, doing her catering, it's not good. She didn't even know that was going on. That's why you have to close up your windows. So when he come and talking pretty, he never tell you this. It was a secret deal that was done. We, the public, didn't know about it. And I'm telling you, it's not coming in Bagatelle Terrace.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous for people who are asthmatic, people who've got different ailments. You know,
that's your main complaint against it. Because I remember the incident very well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's your main complaint. And as far as you're concerned, you don't see...
There is no houses that need it. Because if they never go behind our backing and do some deal, all this... The money they said they spent, they wouldn't spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you.
Okay, Benny. You're in the air. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't know why it's so wrong to seek openness and transparency, particularly of public servants or people who plan or who promote themselves as acting in my interest. Again, it is not important how much money you make before you enter public life. I actually don't even care how much money you make after you leave public life. My concern is, who is it that you actually represent? If you are a member of the fraternity, the one I like cussing all the time, that legal fraternity people, and you come and knock on my door and say, Art, I want you to vote for me. I'm going to say to you, I will do that only if you expose to me the list of people that you have represented, the business houses that you represented in the past. Those are the interests that have concerned you in private life. So that in the event that you become now a representative of me as opposed to them in the House of Parliament as opposed to the court, and they see the names coming up, I will cry, first of all, there is a conflict of interest. If you present to me as a party, as a group of people saying, Art, vote for me, all I'm concerned with, again, is how much money you made before, how much money you're making afterwards. I would just like to know the list of people who fund you, who put money behind you. So when I see names coming up with contracts, no bid contracts, and so on going down the road after an election has been completed, I will be able to say, and I speak for nobody, I speak for me, I'll be able to say conflict of interest. I don't think there's a single person in public office right now who can oppose the sentiment that says openness and transparency has to go beyond just the declaration of assets. I'm not even concerned with declaration of assets. I just want to know, because many of these guys, you can't pay their fees. You can't pay them to represent you in a court. So I don't know how all of a sudden I can have to get them to represent me in Parliament. And it goes even worse. It gets even worse. Because at the end of the day, you have to believe that you've got something out of the time spent. And year in, year out, you get the same questions. Why is this thing happening? Why are the decisions not being made? Or there's a very simple low-hanging fruit solution that could have been done since last year. And yet, people are drawing salaries, and those simple things are not being done. It is pretty clear that interests are being served. Unfortunately, those interests are not mine. I mean, I don't have a problem with my sentiment. I don't care how rich these people are. I would just like to know. I have some kind of proper understanding that the interests that are being served are necessarily not mine, because I can match the names that I've been provided with before I voted to the names I'm seeing coming up now that the vote has been delivered. What is wrong with that particular point of view?
It's a perspective that I think a lot of people will support. Any other issue you'd like to raise, sir?
Well, I don't know. It seems as if I'm a very unpopular person because of the things that I speak. But truth be told, they're not vindictive. I've never been opposed to the individuals who present themselves. I think they're being very brave because they have to take a lot of personal slander and attacks of all kinds, and they just have to be able to deal with people. I am not a people's person, so I admire people who can actually do things that I cannot do. I admire the fact that they can go and communicate and rub shoulders and remember voices and stuff. But if you're going to be rubbing shoulders with real people in the real world, you have to be representing people, not representing interests. The interests that these people represent, I believe they represent, exploit me as a consumer. People that consume. 3M's had a saying. 3M's is one of the biggest production houses in the world. They say, we will look after you from womb to tomb. Every need that you have, if you go to the bathroom or you have to go and bed, you have to go and shower, all the needs that you have going through life, you got to drive a car, we will provide for you. We will exploit you. Some guy was speaking about exploitation yesterday. We will exploit you as a consumer. That is how we make a living. Being an earner for an exchange in Barbados, but we will exploit you. These guys that knock on my door and say, I want you to vote for me, work for the guys, exploit me. So if you're in their private life, if you're going to be working for them in your public life, that means that you two will still be exploiting me, and I will be no better off. I'll be no better off. That is so black and white. That is so painfully obvious. And yet, I got a feeling as if I'm the only person who... You say a lot of people agree with me, but not you. You don't agree with me. I don't have Dennis. Dennis has once agreed with me. Peter Wickham didn't agree with me yesterday. But that's all it is. I want people to represent me, no. Not represent the big merchants in town. Not the guys who pay... Who I do not know to pay. But if I do get the names of people who finance these particular parties or who, you know, who finance the particular individuals in their private lives, I will be able to say, yes, you represent the people who exploit me for sure because I got the names now ahead of me. All I want is that clarification. It's very straightforward. Very straightforward.
And you've made the point. And why I can't understand is why you keep jumping to conclusions who would agree with you from who would disagree with you. As I said, you have a perspective and And personally, I think you have a point. Anyhow, we move on. It's 12:20. Remember, we break at 12:30 for the latest. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn your radio down. I'm hearing some feedback. Good, great. Let's go.
There's the 3 points you got on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I called Leah last week to St. Vincent for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught me $865.
$865 for 3 days.
3 days, right next to Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, no, that's a lady, weekend. That's a weekend. It's usually expensive. Yes.
She tell me it's Barbados dollars. I said, well, Barbados dollars, US dollars, EC dollars. They don't care what dollars them is, right? I asked her to break it down. She tell me that the layout is only get $60 out of this fair, which is $120 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The other seven, little bit, right,
mm-hmm.
is the taxes from both St. Vincent and Barbados that you got to deal with the government, so the two governments and not layout. Now, how could you be talking about CSME, Free Movement of the Caribbean People? You can have flights going to a 25-minute destination over here, 25 minutes from here to St. Vincent, to $865. How do you expect people to move and travel?
Sir, you're asking the $64,000 question that continually is being asked and that nobody is answering and nobody can answer.
You know what is another thing about it, Dennis? Now, if I call Leah in January and book for the same time this time, which is next week, I can get the ticket for about $300.
Yeah, but don't forget.
If I call for January,
Don't forget. It's a case of need. If at this time of the year you get a lot of people traveling. This time of the year, Christmas time, you get a lot of people traveling. So that they bump up the fares all the time.
That is telling August since you know we're around January. Yeah, they say tourist season start back. Now, listen to the point that I'm making, though, is simple mathematics, mm-hmm. simple common sense, right? If I can call Leah in January and book for August the 20th and get the ticket for $300, why is it that if I call the 1st of August, 2 weeks away or a week away, and book for the same time, I got to pay $800 or something? That ain't right. That mathematics can't be right. Now, if she tell me that, if she said to me that $60 is if fee for Leah, the rest is taxes, which means if I get a ticket at $300 and call in January, it's only $180 that going between the two countries then,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So then why is it that a week away I gotta pay $800 to somebody?
This is a general.
And then not only that, I've been on Leah already. We have partners wanting to go down and I went on Leah flights already that were not full. Leah planes has got 51 passengers full capacity, and they went on flight that the one he had 23 people, 21 people are going direct. They ain't going in transit and taking the other people direct, right? Now you're going to refuse to sell a man a ticket at $300, right? Which in the same flight is going to take place, it's going to the same destination. You're going to refuse the $300, telling the man $800, but you had 20 people that booked in January for $300, you're going to take them. But because this man called a week before, you got to pay $800 or you're
don't make any sense, no.
It don't make sense. Now, if you take the other 30 people, or 31 people, like $300, you see a flight got to go.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. I agree with you totally.
But and then you want to purchase CSM, yes, I mean, if you move people, how could you get the Caribbean people to move around at such speed?
Sir, I cannot help but agree with you, but it is one of those issues that I would really like to hear fully explained, because yes, the taxes are high in all the territories, but I think that all these governments have got to agree to lower the taxes so that they would encourage more people intra-regional travel.
And it will work, because the more people, as you all hear that, a 1,000 sheet head bag better than one co-head.
Mm.
If you've got much more people moving, it's just like the production. If you've got quantity, if I'm selling something for 10 cents, then if you're selling one for a dollar, and they're selling a million, that 10 cents, they're going to make more money than you that's selling a dollar every month or 2 months.
Yeah. Volume sales always work. Yeah.
The next thing with this garbage collection, you cannot be billing people and taking the money out of the salary, putting it into the water bill, and then you don't have trucks and again, update on what's going on. I hear you ask that gentleman what's the solution, because everybody's complaining about the Barbados. Sure. The solution is that the politicians in Barbados need to have legislation put in place for these people at the top to be locked up for misuse of taxpayers' money. That when these things happen and they get locked up, then they will get a change. But when you got people misusing the taxpayers' money, doing as a look, ain't getting a day in prison, it could continue over all the time. So we're going to be going from now to recovery back in 2030, and then 2030, you got your teeth in and you misuse the money again, and we're going back for 2030, back to where we did in 1991 again. It's going to be a period over all the time.
Well, let's.
It's like keeping the poor poor and keeping the rich rich.
Hold a second. Just before, there have been a number of some legislation put in place, the Financial Management Act, and a few other pieces of legislation that would help prevent that. Now, this is a period of transition. We are all, and I say we because I like you, I pay it, and I am not happy that I am paying it. I'm not getting the proper service. Personally, what I have decided to do, and I can't say this for everybody, that everybody should do this, I have decided to give the Sanitation Service Authority to the end of the year. By that time, they should have enough trucks. By that time, I would expect, therefore, from January, that I would not have this foolishness of having to wait 4 weeks to have my garbage collected. Because
that's reasonable.
Because they came in, there was not enough money. Okay, fine. Put on the tax. The tax has been going for just about a year. You got to build up the money to buy the trucks, because a truck is a very expensive thing. And they're not just sitting down there waiting in some yard they could just go and pick up and
buy. Go and pick up.
Okay. Yeah. But by the end of this year, all the trucks you need, you should have the adequate amount of trucks.
Yes, it should.
So come January, don't come telling me the same foolishness that I've been hearing now for the last few years.
It's true.
So
I could agree with
you. That's how I am approaching. So you know, so that's how I'm approaching.
But now, the next thing, Dennis, I hear this.
This Sanka you're talking to, Dennis is the operator.
Sorry.
Okay, for today.
The next part, right, is that how could you have businesses collecting VAT from the poor man? I work and I just come and give my money and tell me, do what you like with my money and give back what you want. Mm. How could you got businesses charging VAT? No, the reason why VAT was introduced is to help get money to restore the economy and to help the country, right? Now, you're charging the same public VAT on an item, which is sometimes you go in the store with $200 and 30 seconds, six, and it comes to $150, and the VAT around there, you got to put back things because you ain't got $200.
Mm-hmm.
So this VAT is to help the country. How could you allow businesses to charge people VAT for 5 years? Keep the money in the pocket. And then you will come and say, well, you're writing off the bat and starting fresh and clean again.
Sir, you have a point. And let me tell you.
That's how you
are. But hold on. The government has handled this very, very badly. Okay? They should let the public know. Because my understanding is that the majority of people who owe money,
who owe these taxes, these back taxes for that period that has been written off, are statutory corporations. The problem, this is just my understanding, okay? The problem is that you cannot write off the statutory corporations and don't write off the businesses too. But the government has not come forward to allow the public to know the facts. And that is the problem. Sir, we got a wind up. If you want to stay on the line, you can. We got a wind up.
Welcome back to Brass Tacks. It's 12:45. That means we have another 75 minutes, I would think. And I hope that you are still there, sir. We were talking, you're gone. In the break, I managed to speak to someone who would know these things in terms of the LEAT fares. Across the region, the ticket cost is between 35% of ticket costs would be for the taxes, fees, and commissions, about 35%. Some go as high as 50%, but the average is about 35%. So the actual fare to LEAT would be much higher than what you would have said, sir. All right, we go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello. All right, let's try someone else. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I could be better. I called to find out if anyone from Water Authority can probably call. There's no water in Flagstaff. That's like since last night. And then no water. There are no water trucks. So nobody knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. Nothing was said that there, you know, something was burst or they're fixing something.
I haven't heard anything, as you said.
It normally, you know, it just goes off. You take that and no water truck comes out. And mm-hmm. If you have water, you have it.
All right. Well,
nothing is being said.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me make a check and I'll see if we can raise someone from Water Authority on that matter as well. Okay?
Okay,
this
thank
is Flag,
you.
This is Flagstaff.
Flagstaff, yes.
Okay, that's since last night.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll check it out for you. All right. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Go right ahead, please. All right. Well, you're still waiting there. This person is saying I remember a couple. This person was making a case out for the Sanitation Service Authority workers and how well they work. He's saying that, I remember a couple who used to clean pit toilets in the Bush Hall. I remember always speaking to them because if not for them, Bush Hall wouldn't have been a mess in the 60s. Mr. Price, I have the utmost respect for Sanitation Department and all essential service providers, but we need sanitation workers with flexi hours. Give them a higher wage, but flexi hours. Another opinion.